Rabbi Ezra Hashem doing the few tests of Mesechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we're learning about include Kamokim Shenema Torah B'chuka Ene El La'akiv. Wherever the Torah uses the term Torah or Chuka, it is rendering the relevant laws as essential to that process. The Gemara discusses whether Tarti Baya, this only applies wherever the Torah uses both the term Torah and the term Chuka, or Oy Torah, Oy Chuka, either one of these terms indicates that the Avod is essential. Or Torah Baya Chuka, only the word Chuka indicates that something is essential. Ma'akvin, whether certain aspects of various avodas are essential, including tenufa benazir, the avoda of waving part of the nazir's carbon, arba shabetayda ma'akvin zeh, the four types of breads that accompany the tayda, arba min shabemitzayra, the four items brought to purify the mitzayra, shnei siri yamikipurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, hasadarn v'habazichin, the two arrangements of lechem upon them, and the two spoonfuls of levaina, geres v'shemen, the entire measurement of flour and oil of a mincha. Shlayasa midul kaimitz. The kohen should perform this avodah with his own hand and not with a utensil. Hagasha, touching the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach. Melach, salting the mincha before burning it. Kamakim shehichzra kasa b'teres mincha en el la'akiv. Wherever the Torah repeats itself in the laws of Menachos, it is to render that law as essential. Dayres misha, whether we derive the laws of ordinary Menachos from the one-time mincha brought at the Chanukah Samishka. Hagasha, where on the mizbeach the hagasha took place.